million-selling author Len Deighton. It holds up remarkably well, both the book and the film, The Ipcress File. Does that give you a source of some particular satisfaction?
Yes, it does, really. Yes. I've never gone back and read any of the books after I've written them, but I think the fact it's still on sale after so long is quite a lucky break for me. I think that Sidney Furie, who directed the film, and I think Michael and the book itself just came together, and they were all perfect. And I think the fact that the film was made on a low budget was very, very good for it. It kept it looking very gritty in a way that, had it had more money spent on it and become glossy and rather James Bond, I think it would have lost the essence of what makes it a good film.
You mentioned the three of you coming together, the director, the actor Michael Caine, and
yes.
You, and that being a perfect coincidence of talent.
Yes.
Are you talking about perfect for the time, matching the mood of the time, the early 60s, middle 60s?
Well, I suppose it did. I mean, I think the thing we all had in common is that we were all very cheap. it wasn't that anyone went through trying to select the greatest talents, that Michael was freely available and Sidney Furie was freely available and I was freely available, that it was just a coincidence that we came together. I think probably the 60s were a very optimistic time when everyone felt things were going to change. We know now that they didn't change very much, and all those changes that took place have all been rectified and it's all gone back to square one again. But it was optimistic, and I think the film had that kind of rather sly but cheerful element that makes it last. It could easily have become it's like very sour joke, but as you say, considering how old the film is, I think it's extraordinarily good.
In 1962, when the book, The Ipcress yes. File, came out, it was called the Book of the Year by both the Sunday Times and The Observer, and someone whom one would expect to be a rival, Ian Fleming,
yes.
Called it his favourite book.
Yes, well, it was very kind. I mean, I think probably nowadays, of course, that couldn't happen, that books of everything has become much more pretentious, I think, in the world generally, in sort of middle class life has become very pretentious, cooking has become very pretentious, people's reading habits have become, well, perhaps they haven't become pretentious, but people have become pretentious in describing what they would like other people to think their habits are. But in those days, people, I think, were perfectly willing to have a thriller as a book of the year. I don't think there have been many thrillers books of the year over recent years.
Well,